Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you, and we're going to be concluding today on the subject of how to confess the Word accurately in your life. We've talked about that confession means to say the same thing. Homologio is the Greek word. We're going to say the same thing that God says. What are we going to confess? The Word of God. God's Word is the truth. And as we confess that Word must be in our heart, because we're going to believe in our heart, believe with our heart unto our righteousness, and confess with our mouth unto or resulting in our salvation or our healing or the promise of God, the prosperity, the blessing in our life. Now, what does confession do? Confession releases. When you confess sin, you release the effect of it. When you confess your faults one to another, you release the effect of it so you can be healed. When you confess the Word of God, then you are releasing the ability of the Word to bring that promise to pass. You must realize God's Word has the ability of God within it. The ability of God is released when you confess the Word of God. Now, in this day, we're under a new covenant. Who's the high priest of that new covenant? Jesus is. What is our position? You and I are priests of God if you're born again. Jesus' high priestly ministry, part of that, is the apostle and the high priest of our confession. Hebrews 3 talks about that. And what happens? When you confess the Word of God before Jesus, He takes that Word, He confesses it before the Father, and He confesses it before the angels. We saw that in Matthew 10 and Luke chapter 12. Now, it's important to learn to confess accurately the Word. What do we confess? We confess legally what Jesus has already done for us, and then we confess experientially what He is doing for us now. And this is very important to understand. What are you going to confess? You're going to confess what Jesus has done for you. That's all the promises of God that already have been accomplished. That's all the revelation of who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, all the past tense scriptures in the New Testament declaring what Jesus has done for us. But we're also going to confess what He has done for us, because the confession of our legal rights, which are all the past tense scriptures, our spiritual legal rights, just declares what belongs to us, but that does not release it to come into being. Our confession of what God is doing for us is experientially releasing the power of God to bring the promises of God into being. And we looked at the scripture in Romans chapter 4, in verse 17, where it says, He calls those things which be not as though they were. The King James says, calleth those things which be not as though they were. We already pointed out to you that were is a mistake in the King James. It should be call those things that be not as though they are, not as though they were. It is the same tense, not be to were, not present tense to past tense, but from be to are, from present tense to present tense. We pointed out four translations, literal translations, that prove this truth. We talked about the Rotherham's translation, where it says, He calleth those things that are not as things that are. Young's literal translation by Robert Young, the author of Young's Analytical Concordance. He says, and is calling the things that be not as being. The interlineal literal translation of the Greek New Testament by George Ricker Berry. He calls the things not being as being. Also the Revised Standard Interlinear Greek English New Testament by Alfred Marshall, calling the things not being as being. These four literal translations prove that this were is a mistranslation. It should be from being to are, or from a present tense. This is very important, because we're going to call those things that are not happening as happening. Now, why do we do that? Because that is going to bring that promise of God into manifestation in our life. And we do this continuously, and it's important. We want to talk about how we confess this, how long we do it, and look at scriptures on this today. in Romans 4:17, where it said calleth, we pointed out that the ETH on the end of that verb, in the King James Version, many of the verbs have an ETH ending. And this is very significant because most of the time, the ETH ending signifies the present tense verb. And, of course, here in Romans 4:17, it is a present tense verb. The tense of the verb indicates the type of action to be taken. And the present tense here indicates continuous, repeated action of the verb until the desired result. So here the present tense of calleth means to call and to continue to call repeatedly. So what are we going to do? We're going to call and continue to call repeatedly those things that are not being as being. Call those things not happening as happening. Now how long do we do it? Until they come into manifestation. And this is the way we confess the word accurately. All of these translations in Young's and in the Revised Standard Interlinear one by Marshall and also by Barry, they show the continuousness of the action of the verb. When you confess the word, you do it continuously until you see the manifestation, the promise. You know, in Ephesians 6:17, the Bible talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the word there is rhema, meaning the spoken word of God. When we speak God's word, that is the sword of the Spirit being released. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 10, there's a scripture where it says, he arose and he smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave under the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. Here in Ephesians 6:17, the sword of the Spirit's the word of God spoken. Well, in 2 Samuel 23, they were wielding a physical sword, and what we see in the Old Testament, the physical is a type of the spiritual. The Philistine enemies, physical enemies, are a type of us smiting our spiritual enemies with the sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God. Now, did Eliezer just swing once? No. He continuously swung the sword until the enemies were defeated. In fact, he swung the sword continuously to the point where his hand got weary. You know, in fighting the battle, he kept on swinging until the job was done. Well, the same is true for us. In fighting a spiritual battle, we need to continually confess and speak what the Word of God says continuously to smite our spiritual enemies. You know, sometimes you might get weary, but you keep on smiting the enemy until he is wiped out. Notice this guy's hand was cleaving to the sword. And this speaks of the fact that we must have the spoken word coming out of our mouth continuously to have the sword of the Spirit in our hand. If you don't have the word coming out of your mouth, essentially you don't have the sword in hand. Continually speaking the word is going to continually release the power of God. And then that enables God to destroy all of our enemies. This principle works in all areas of continually confessing the Word of God. In moving a mountain or receiving a promise or casting out demonic spirits, the present tense is used. Let's look at some scriptures. Mark 11:23, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith. The word saith is in the present tense, meaning to say and continue to say repeatedly. You believe those things which you say and continue to say repeatedly shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to continually speak to that mountain to be removed until it is gone. In Mark 11:24, the word there where it says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. That is the prayer of faith. Well, the words pray, the word believe, the word receive, all of those are in the present tense. By the way, the word receive is a Greek word lambano, meaning to take hold of. And this scripture states that we're going to continually be confessing what we believe that we receive or take hold of the promises in order to see the promises of God come to pass. Basically, it says, what things soever you desire, and that word is aiteo, making a legal demand when you pray or praying, believe continuously that you take hold of them continuously and you shall have them. Literally, that's what the Word of God is saying in Mark 11:24 of how you pray a continual confession of a prayer of faith with a present tense application to see the promise come to pass. in driving out demonic spirits. Jesus used this. Mark chapter 1, verse 25 and 26. Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Well, the word saying, where it says Jesus rebuked him, saying, the word saying is in the present tense. This denotes that Jesus was saying and continuing to say to the demon to come out of him until the demon came out. Some people just assume that he spoke at one time and that was it. But that's not what the scripture shows. It shows that he was continually speaking for this thing to come out. In fact, you can even tell that because there was a period of time this unclean spirit was tearing at the person before he came out of him. So he continually spoke forth the word of God. And this is important. Now in Hebrews 4:14, the Bible says, "Seeing then we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." The word confession is the same word as profession here, to say the same thing. And here where it says to hold fast, this hold fast is in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. So here we're instructed that we're going to hold fast our confession continually. Why? Because we got Jesus, our high priest, up there, who's continually releasing the power of God, confessing this before the angels, and the angels are going forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. And so we're going to continually confess God's word to see the manifestation of the promise. So what are we going to do when we confess God's word? We're going to say the same thing God says. We're going to declare spiritual reality, release the power of God to influence our life. When we confess the word, we're going to confess that word from our heart. And when we do that, it's going to be putting the angels into operation. And we're confessing what God has already done for us legally through Jesus Christ. And what God is doing for us now experientially, speaking into being, calling those things not happening as happening to bring the promise of God into manifestation. And if you continually confess what the word says, you do that to remove your mountains, to cast out demonic spirits, to take hold from the Lord and pray a prayer of faith, to receive from the Lord in prayer. If you'll continuously hold fast your confession, then God, who's faithful, will perform the word in your life. Do it and watch God bring those promises to pass. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.